And Tiger Woods walks in with us and he's like, I want to be knighted too. You know how much fun we could bring into that guy's life? Like, Tiger has so much bullshit in his life. He needs some lightness. Like, he never got to be a kid, and we're still just kids.
We're definitely
kids. I think we'd astound him with how immature we are.
100%. Cheers.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You're fucking pugs now?
Just as a snack.
We're back.
Pugsley was the name of the guy from... I literally was on the treadmill today, and I'm like, I'm going to listen more today. Because Jorge Clavicle...
Good start.
Jorge Clavicle, son of... Is it that his name? Jorge Clavicle?
It might be.
Brought to you by Mr. Clavicle.
Mr. Clavicle.
Mr. Clavicle.
Mr. Clavicle.
He had a picture of a big gun with... A little gun with a big bullet going on, and he was like, Bert's mouth, Bert's words.
Yes.
And it was like, that is exactly how I feel all the fucking time.
That's why it's a very good meme.
Look at our sides of the tables. I mean, this is how mine is.
Somebody's doing the work.
I've got coffee. I love that people are like, I'm going to listen more. I love that people are, I'm going to finish my statement, that are like, there were problems on the live stream and Bird didn't even acknowledge it. I am so far removed from that.
Yes, you are.
I literally am. And that's what I think today's episode is all about, everybody. Find yourself a partner. I used to have a joke about this, about you were khakis and I was Python. Like, I'm the guy with the Python around his neck, you know that bit I did? And you're the guy wearing khakis. Like, you get shit done and then I'm the fucking lunatic.
Yeah. Well, we have actually a pretty natural, classic archetype comedy dynamic. It's wacky guy, straight guy, basically, you know?
Yeah. Okay, let's break
that
down.
It's not even calculated. It's our natural dynamic.
Yeah, and I think it's always been that. Like,
it has been. I'll never forget we went on the road together. We went to Sacramento, and on the drive back, we drove all the way to Sacramento, did shows, drove all the way back. You drove, and like 3/4 of the way back, you go, you know, you don't talk much, man. You don't say much. And I go, that's because you've been talking. I was like, this guy can talk for 4.5 hours straight.
I really can.
I know.
I really can talk. And if you want to talk about me, I am off. I remember Leanne got pissed one time because we were at someone's house, this couple. They were actually a really cool couple. And Leanne fucked it up by not realizing that she sent a blind copy, blind CC of her past messages about this woman.
To her?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was it, huh? You see them again?
Not once.
And I know the way that Leanne talks. I bet she didn't really like dial back how she felt.
And then didn't apologize and was like, oh, I guess that's me. My bad. Dude. And but this couple was like, this guy was really actually cool. I really liked this guy. A little nerdy. He was into like comic book stuff and stuff, but whatever. I have no idea where this story is. Oh, he one time they were showing us pictures of their vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like flipping through these pictures.
Isn't that the worst? Is there anything worse than somebody who's not you looking at vacation photos?
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
When someone's like, we were in the Bahamas. You want to see the photos? You're like, no, not at all. Is there sand and water?
I said to them, I go, they go, Bert, come here and take a look at them. I go, is there a picture of me? And they said, no. And I went, well, then I'm not going to look at them.
I don't want to see it.
And they're like, what do you mean? I go, I don't only like looking at pictures of me.
We were in Italy. Do you want to see the photos? Fuck no.
Yeah.
I've been to
Italy.
I don't
give a fuck about your vacation.
Yeah. No,
it's crazy, but though, but that's changed because I do care about people's vacations.
By the way,
Instagram.
Even like I have cousins who are like, and then we went to fucking Barcelona. And here's the photos. I'm like, I don't want to see that.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. I'm shocked at like
they'll send you the link to a web like where they uploaded the photos, and I'm like, not clicking that. I'd rather watch you take a shit than look at your vacation photos.
There are a list of things you'd be shocked I'd rather do than look at your pictures.
Yeah, the worst.
I'd rather have my fingernails cut by a blind person.
Yeah.
Good analogy, huh? Like they're just digging way into your cuticle. You're like, that's too, never mind. Ooh, I wonder if fucking blind people, how they cut their fingernails.
Yeah.
Just a lot of guesswork.
No, I feel. They have a really good sense of feel.
You think they just rub them like this? They must use files.
Yeah, I think they just get so good at touch and feel and the sense of where something is supposed to, you know? I think they just know. They just feel it out, and they're like, oh, that's too far.
You've been dealing with a lot of physicality issues. Have you thought about, like what if you lost your vision or your hearing?
Oh, I thought about all that stuff.
All that stuff shows up, right?
Everything, yeah, of course. Everything runs through your head at some point about how much worse it could. Like, you realize that when you have an injury, like once you're settled into it a little bit and they're like, all right, we're going to fix you. You're like, oh man, there's people who come into a place like this and they go like, well, we're going to do what we can, but like, you're never going to be how you were and how that must fucking. Yeah. You think about it a lot, man.
I remember when I started losing my hair and that was debilitating. I can't imagine. I watched the Diving Bell and the Butterfly. Did you see that?
The Diving Bell and the Butterfly?
Am I saying the wrong thing?
Yeah, I don't think that's the
Diving Bell and the Butterfly. There you go.
Really?
Is it the Diving Bell and
You're
the
right.
Butterfly? Yeah.
You're right.
It's about a guy who gets locked in syndrome. That's what, you know, so much of my... I said to Leanne the other day, I go, how about this lifestyle change?
This looks like a real bummer fucking movie. This
guy gets locked in syndrome.
You watch this?
Has a stroke.
Oh, my God.
Gets locked in syndrome and then writes a book. I thought he comes out of it at the end. He never comes out of it. He just dies from pneumonia.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The whole time I'm waiting for it to turn around. Can I tell you what
this
I do a lot of?
This is the definition of a white bummer film.
Yes. A French. It's French,
oh,
too.
Even
so you
whiter.
Gotta read it. I didn't even see what anyone looked like in the movie. I read the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know what I do these days? I swear to God, I will start. I'll see a movie. I'll go, that looks interesting. Go to Wikipedia and then read the thing. And then sometimes I'll even flash down. I'll even go get it on Netflix. Go to the end and just watch the ending. I did that with. Have you seen The Platform? Have you seen The Platform?
Mm-mm.
I looked at Nadav like he'd watch it. You know what The Platform is?
No.
Spoiler! It is a movie about this guy wants to get his scholarship or like a scholarship or something.
Yeah.
And so he signs up to live on this platform. What happens is the food gets lowered every day on
the
platform.
Yes, I've seen this.
It is. I was like, I'm not going to watch this whole movie.
It's Spanish.
Probably right. Why I'm not going to watch this whole movie.
Uh-huh.
So I just Wikipedia'd it. Kind of looked like garbage. Went to the end of it. Watched the ending and was like, I would have not have gotten the ending. So I'm glad I didn't watch it.
That's how you watch films?
That's how I watch a movie. I'm glad I didn't watch it.
By the way, didn't know you and just heard this, I would be like, 100% this is an insane human being. Like, this guy is fully fucking nuts.
I did it today with a Rosario Dawson movie.
Which one?
The Captive.
Rosario Dawson, who is doing the Go Big Show.
Yeah.
And did you see that fucking promo? That was dope, dude.
No.
During wrestling?
No.
Dude.
What? Of Go Big Show?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Here.
What are you talking about? You were watching wrestling?
Look, man.
Hold on. Oh, is this a gag?
No. This was fucking cool. Hold on. One second.
Rosario Dawson is one of the most beautiful women.
Oh, my God.
It goes, Rosario Dawson and Gwen Stefani are two of the most gorgeous.
Rosario Dawson is... stunning.
It's distracting. And one time I was drunk. Me and her were at the bar downstairs at the hotel. Masks on. She has a mask covering the majority of her fucking face.
Can I smell your neck?
No, I literally was. I got distracted in talking to her.
Yeah.
I was like, your eyes are fucking. I think I actually said to her, because I might have been a little buzzed.
You?
I know. I was like, do you realize how distracting you are?
Yeah.
She was like, huh? I was like, just her eyes are so intense.
Yeah.
That you're like, how do people talk to you?
You know what's crazy, though, to think that, like, that is a really, I know you, and I know that's, like, an innocent comment, and that there's like people out there who are like, you really shouldn't talk to people like that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And that she can go to a producer and be like, Bert made me uncomfortable, said that my eyes are pretty.
She had a mask on and it was distracting. Her eyes just are very intense. And you're like, I'm sitting there talking to her going, I don't know what the fuck you're saying because I'm not listening.
Yeah.
She is amazingly gorgeous.
And with Cory Booker, right?
Yeah, Cory Booker. And I told you about.
Yeah. And you're like, what do you do? And he's like, I'm a senator and I ran for president.
And I love that I said to him, I go, is that the one with the two good ones or the nine people that can all get it? And he was like, you're thinking of House of Representatives? I go, yeah, those schmoes.
Yeah, they're.
He's like, I'm one of the good ones. I was like, God, nice. You want to be president? And he was like,
I tried.
I was like, when? Just recently.
Coming back, 2024, buddy.
I said to him, did you win? And he goes, no, I did not. I like Cory Booker.
That's hilarious.
All right, let me see this promo.
This is dope.
Snoop and Cody Rhodes, a part of Go Big Show. Set your DVRs now to watch Snoop, Rosario Dawson, Jennifer Nettles, Cody Rhodes, and host Bert Kreischer on the Go Big Show premiere tomorrow night. Bruce Kreischer.
This is a fuck. You fucking assholes. I'm calling Bert Cody Kreischer. Right. I'm calling Cody right now. I'm calling Cody right now.
Bert Kreischer.
I'm calling fucking Cody right now. God damn it. Who is that?
Bruce Kreischer.
Bruce Kreischer.
Fucking calling Cody right now. Fucking, is that one of their announcers?
Yeah, of course. That's two of them.
Bert Kreischer.
And Bruce Kreischer.
And Bruce Kreischer? What a fucking, do you think Cody's going to answer?
I don't know. He's probably like, is this Bert Kreischer?
God damn it. Motherfucker. No wonder son of a bitch.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Get out his phone number.
Hey. The best was when I got to FaceTime with him. Remember when you called me and you're on set? And he was like, hey, man. I go, hey, you know, I had a little something with the wrestling community. He goes, come on, man.
Like, dude, fuck. What's the name of that? Play that again. I want to hear that. That motherfucker.
Bruce Kreischer.
Bruce Kreischer, Bert Kreischer, Bruce Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer.
Who is their fucking...
That's a wrestling guy. You know what happens though, right?
No.
Is that these guys...
Is that I show up and I put a fucking smackdown on their announcers?
Yeah, sure.
Be two middle-aged dudes with cowboy hats up?
These guys are like, they're calling a live show, right? They're trying to make it exciting, entertaining, and they just hand them promos. And they know Snoop. And
okay.
Hold on. And they see K-R-E-I and they're like, Kreischer.
You know? It's fucking Jim Ross.
No, that wasn't Jim Ross.
That fucking jobber. You like that?
Yeah.
A little fucking throw it back at them.
Boomer
that,
Sooner.
That ham and egger.
Yeah.
Who was that? It's not Jim Ross.
Give me Bert Kreischer again.
And Bruce Kreischer.
Mm. Bert Kreischer.
Does the guy say Bruce
Kreischer?
Bruce Kreischer right after that. Yeah. Fuck these guys. I'm waiting for Cody to call me back.
Well, you know what? This is a perfect time to segue. Okay.
Hey, it's Bert Kreischer. Dash, my bad, Bruce Kreischer.
Fucking. So that was fun, and now we can do something that's really, like, you know, in praise of you, you know, to balance it out. Let's see the
clip. Wait to see this.
Let's see the clip.
My
from
bad. Bruce Kreischer. Great. Hang on, wait. No, hang on 1 second.
Letterman
just watched the A&D promo. A&D AEW, my bad. Cody probably has no idea. He's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm running a fucking multi-million-dollar company.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to keep my fucking head above water and have four fucking different jobs, Bruce.
Sorry, someone got your name wrong, Kreischer. All right, what is this?
Okay, I got a text from someone saying that they're talking to Letterman, and it really fucked. I was in a fucking funk. Like, just in a shit day. I called you yesterday and talked to you about the thing that bothered me.
Yeah.
Some guy was talking shit. And then part of me was like, I probably deserve it. I talk so much shit. I talk so much shit. I don't even mean to. I wonder sometimes if, like, people get together and they're like, yeah, fuck Bert. And so I would love for someone to just be like, oh, you know, he just drinks a lot and just talks shit. He doesn't mean a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, I probably deserve it. And I was in a bad mood. And then I get a text from someone last night saying, hey, just giving you a heads up. I was talking to Letterman about you. And I was like, Wow. And I had told them, I was like, that you have no idea how nice that is. Thank you for sharing it.
To hear.
But more importantly, I needed to hear it. And then I was telling you, oh, yeah, I had gotten this clip from Mike Binder, who has a series on Showtime called the comedy store.
Yeah.
And one morning he just sent it and he said, you know, I was just hanging out with Letterman and Leno and they were saying very nice things about you. A lot of people say that, but they don't mean it.
Right.
And then I was like, haha, whatever. And then he was like, here's a clip.
I want to see this. And then after it, we definitely have to address that you're wearing pinky rings now. All right, let's go ahead.
Pink earrings.
Pinky rings on your
pinky. Oh.
Let's see.
I see this guy. You know who this is. I was watching, and he's on stage, and he's not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, he's funny. Rick Kreischer.
Yes.
He's so funny.
Yes. And so I'm mesmerized now because I'm thinking that in the course of his presentation, there will be a discussion of why he's not wearing a shirt. But there isn't. And then after a while, you forget that he's not wearing a shirt because his material transcends that. And, you know, he does a full hour, never breaks a sweat, which that would be ugly. Very impressive. And yeah. that's, I think you're probably right in the genesis of how we went from the 5-minute TV shot to the hour and 15 Netflix special.
Dude, that's incredible, man.
That
is unbelievable.
I got that from Bio. It was one of the best texts I've ever gotten in my life. I then sent it to my dad, and my dad, like, immediately, I was laying in bed, got it, sent it to my dad. My dad's like, buddy, he's talking about you.
It's crazy.
I was like, I know he's talking about me, Dad. What's interesting is that, like...
And also, like, the you realize that he watched your whole set.
Yeah.
He didn't go, like, yeah, I watched this guy for a few minutes, and I was like, what's up with him? He's like, I was, like, waiting for the shirtlessness to be addressed, and I watched the show.
I wish I had a reason. I wish I had, like, a real reason I don't wear a shirt.
You do.
I just don't like wearing shirts.
Yeah.
But like, I wish it was an explainable bit.
I'm doing it on the next special because I have these scars now and I can't not.
You should wear a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, and I'll be like,
with
what?
Your fucking scars. Yeah. Just, are you gonna get tatted up now?
Oh yeah, you know me.
It's funny because I was watching a podcast and one guy said it sounded shitty, but he was like, well, everyone's got to have their fucking thing. And you're like, it's not a I don't mean it to be a thing. I don't mean it to like, and I definitely don't mean it. I just don't like wearing a shirt.
The crazy thing is, though, that it's, you know, it got Dave Letterman's attention. And then he watched it and was like, oh, this guy's really funny and really good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it actually worked in the sense that it hooked him to like, why is this guy not wearing a shirt? And then he was like, and then I forgot. It's really interesting, man.
Yeah, I wish there was more thought put into it. I wish I had really thought through it, but I just stopped wearing a shirt. That's the dumbest thing in the fucking world. And then I remember Rogan. I remember you calling me up one time and going, you know what's fucking hilarious is one day we're gonna be doing a benefit. You'll be 65 and you're gonna have to take your fucking shirt off. And I was like, yeah,
that's true.
And by the way, I'll be more comfortable. And then everyone's like, what if you get ripped? And I was like, I would love that.
No.
Dude, have you seen Ethan Suplee?
Yeah. Yes.
He just did a fucking flex off pose.
I know. No,
he looks awesome.
He's incredible.
Dude, I look at guys
like
that.
This guy is an inspiration, man. He really is.
There are so many inspirations out there where you look at him and you're like,
so God. Ethan, Jesus Christ, the most he ever saw on a scale was 538.
He was 538?
No, he said he ended up going more than that. But you look at like where he was and where he is now. The dude is unbelievable, man. I mean,
but you know what people forget is he's a fucking great actor.
He is a great actor. Yeah, he's. I mean, his resume is wild. He's done so much. But
he is in amazing shape right now. Mm-hmm. I just saw a picture of him shirtless.
He's fully transformed, man. He's completely transformed himself. He's coming on my Tom Talks podcast.
For real?
Yeah.
How did you meet him?
We just messaged each other.
Oh, yeah. Man. The thing is that...
I find him, like, incredibly inspiring.
The thing that I think that people forget is that working out is not even half of it. Working out is, like, an eighth of it. It's changing the way you eat. He had to change the way he ate.
It is, which means, like, it really is a mental game. Like how you eat is all... in your brain. you know, like what you become accustomed to eating and how you prepare and like all those things are mental games.
There's
mental
times
choices, you know.
I'm eating healthy right now.
I love that you're burping while you say that.
By the way, Diet Drinking Cokes have Diet been a Coke. Treat. Yeah. They've been real treats for me. I've been staying away from water. I've been doing this trifecta thing. Uh-huh. Remember I hit you up? I was like they're meal things. I'm doing it keto, and I've been eating healthy, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, all right, so I'm having like roughly 1500 1200 calories a day.
Really?
Yeah, I do three meals or like 400 calories each.
That's all you're eating in a day?
Well, I'll snack off some peanuts or whatever, but I'm eating healthy, and then all of a sudden my brain will trick me. My brain will go, hey man, we can't go like this. This is pretty aggressive. I think we're getting sick. We need to put some food in our body. Like, maybe we'll have some licorice. You like black licorice, right? And I'll be like, I love black licorice. They'd be like, you know what? Just raise your blood sugar a little bit. You'll feel better. Like, oh, your brain plays tricks on you.
Sure.
And so to be able to go from 600 pounds to, I'm sure he's like probably 240 right now.
Probably something like that. Yeah.
That's incredible. That is amazing.
Yeah. It's really incredible.
I don't have that brain.
No, I mean, like you could tell that it's like an absolute shift in his mentality, and that he also, I would say, is probably an obsessive type in that, like, once he made the change and saw results happening, he was like completely focused on that path, you know, like on eating this way and staying in shape and working out. And he's probably like very, very dedicated to it, you know?
Dude,
what do you think? Like, because I know that you are, you said you were going to run 1,000 miles last year, and you did.
Yeah,
and that was like pretty regularly doing it. Like you were right. Like
pretty. It was. By the way, now I look back, and it was actually nothing.
Nothing.
It was nothing because there's
you've made a call that you're going to double it this year.
I double it. I'm doing 2,000 miles, and I'm at 70 miles. I have to run 5 miles a day the next 2 days to get to 80, which you got to do 40 a week.
40 a week to hit your thing?
To hit roughly 40 with 38 miles
a
week.
So roughly 240 miles a month?
5.5 right. miles a day, roughly.
Okay.
40 miles a week, roughly, and then you get to 2,000. And it is, here's the thing,
like 1,600. I did the math wrong. Like 1,600 miles a month, right? I mean, 160 miles a month. Is that what it is?
Yeah, roughly. Roughly, I think.
160 miles a month.
40 miles a week will get you to 2,000. That's what I'm looking at. Okay. It. Basically, 5.48 miles will get you to 2,000. And I will tell you that it is, and I've said to everyone, if you want
to. You're hashtagging it, Wolf Machine 2K.
Michelle Wolf's doing it too. Yeah. Michelle hit me up and was like, hey man, I think you should lower it. Because she did it the first week. Mm-hmm. And was like, this is a little aggressive.
Really?
And she runs every fucking day.
She's a real runner.
She's a real runner, and she does it like she's obsessed with it. And she ran.
And she doesn't drink like a bottle of wine a night.
At all. Like she runs.
And she weighs under 250.
And she does ultra marathons.
Oh, yeah. You guys are the same.
And she ran 1,500 miles last year and was like, I don't know if I can add 500 miles to it. And I'm sitting there going, hold on. I've already committed to this. I if I don't get hurt, here's the thing is that
you could get hurt.
That's the big.
I've heard. You can get hurt.
I find myself going like, just slow it down, buddy. Slow it down. Mm-hmm. Jog at a 4.5 tonight. Watch the Tiger Woods documentary. Write down Tiger Woods. I want to talk about Tiger Woods. Watch the Tiger Woods documentary. And then I'm like slowly right now. But right now I'm above board. And I think if I can lose some weight, and I'm trying. I'm desperately trying.
So.
Xanax.
No.
What?
Right now.
Yeah.
Today, you weigh probably...
I can tell you exactly how much I weigh.
Okay.
I got it on my Withings scale. I'm sure that was a sponsor at one point. Because I don't... My Withings scale. You ready?
Yes.
I wish I could just send you my login and you could pull it all up there. I weigh 239 pounds.
Wow.
I am 34% fat. Okay. I have 62% muscle mass.
Okay.
3% bone mass. That can't be good. 46% water. And my BMI is 31.7.
Okay. So.
You want to see what I was at my fattest?
Sure.
Okay. By the way, that is just a month ago. November 30th.
Oh, I think the next day, yeah, we played basketball.
The next day we played basketball.
I remember that.
I was 257 pounds. 38% fat.
Jesus.
59% muscle mass. That can't be right.
You changed like a couple percent in a month.
Bone mass, 3%. That can't be good. Body water, 45%. BMI, 33.9. Wow. 34.
It's well into obesity.
Well into obesity.
Yeah. Well,
the skinniest I've ever been.
Yeah.
Skinniest I've ever been. You ready?
Yeah.
Guess what month it was in?
It was last year.
I bet you could almost guess the date of the skinniest I ever was last year.
October 31st?
October 31st. 229 pounds.
Wow.
36% body fat.
Okay.
So that means...
I don't know. It's okay.
Yeah. Muscle mass, 60%.
BMI?
BMI, 30.
Just barely fat.
Barely. Barely fat.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll tell you, I lied in the basketball video about what I weighed when I broke my body.
Wait, did I tell you?
Yeah.
When you said to them, 235 pounds.
No, 238 I said.
Everyone around went like this.
I definitely lied.
What were you?
247. This morning, though... 228.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
So here's what I want to ask, though.
What?
What?
Are we going to do a weight loss challenge with the guy with one leg?
No, we're not doing a weight loss challenge. But when you're like, I'm trying to lose weight, I want to lose weight, and you're working at it, and you're running and everything, what do you feel like is a realistic, not just number to get to, maintainable? So you get to it, and you're like, I'm not killing myself to get to like keep this number going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like if you go like, I can get down like even further, but then you're like, oh, I'll just go right back.
Yeah. I think
In the
220s, it's horrible to say because that's still fucking pretty obese, right?
Yeah. But I mean, also like you and your build, like do you want to be 185?
No. Here's the deal. I would love to break 200, see what that feels like.
Yeah, that'd probably feel
good. I would love to get to 200, see that. I know at 215, I am, type in Burt Speedo Australia, that's 215.
Burt Speedo.
Australia, Red Speedo. Go, images. How many fucking Red Speedo pictures are there? Keep going. No, that's not it. That's not it. It's, never mind.
No, he's so slow. It's never going to happen.
Oh my God. Never mind.
It's just, I know.
There's a picture of me in are you doing this with your nose?
I'm typing in what you're saying.
Okay, go to Burt Australia. Kreischer. Burt Kreischer.
Kreischer.
Bruce. Kreischer. Scroll. No. Yeah, it's not that one.
Don't click that one.
You'll see it. You'll go, oh, that is skinny. Keep going.
Googling, looking for me.
I can't find it. Yeah. But I'll just show you it right here.
How much were you in this photo? How much were you in the photo?
In this photo?
Yeah.
214. It was on my 40th birthday. I was the skinniest I'd ever been. I'll show you. I can show you. Can I tell you what I love is going to the map? You ever go to the map on your phone and just take a look at all the vacations you've had?
No.
I'm ready for a fucking vacation.
So wait, is the goal weight then 217 or whatever you said it was?
I would love to be 217. Sounds so great.
Yeah.
217 sounds fucking awesome.
I was 217 in when I shot Disgraceful.
For real?
Yeah.
214.
Oh yeah, that's great.
That's 214.
That's a good, you know, that's a good weight.
That looks normal, right? That looks like a healthy person.
It does.
220. If I was 220, I'd be like, oh, I feel fucking amazing right now.
Yeah. But what? So here's the thing.
Shoot.
Are you going to get to that?
Yeah. We'll drink a little Fitvine on the treadmill. Oh, hey, look what's here. I didn't even notice.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying. I haven't drank. The problem is I'm sweets.
Yeah, sweets are
like
tough.
I get to
pull
like,
up this graceful image. Tell me if you think this
how
is
much
a,
were you did you weigh?
217 when I shot this. It's a good look, right?
Yeah, you look really good. Your jacket's hanging.
And it's like it's healthier. I can tell I'm healthier looking. And then yeah. It took fucking what, 2 years to gain 25, 30 pounds from then? Fucking A, man. That's so much.
You're not that far off from that right now.
Right now I'm 11 pounds heavier than that.
That's not bad.
No, I know.
That's not bad at all. Right now I'm 10 pounds from my lightest last year. What did I say, 229?
Come on, we can't fuck this up.
I know.
We cannot be here doing this.
And I'm not drinking. That's the thing that's fucking killing me. Is I'm not drinking. It's just sweets at the end of the day. Just you know, you got to wake. This is how you have to go to sleep. If you want to lose weight, this is how you have to go to sleep. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I need something in my mouth. I'm just going to. And then you wake up, you go, oh, I feel great.
That's your Xanax diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I told you that last night. The best way to lose weight, take a Xanax at like 6 o'clock before dinner.
Yep.
And then don't eat, go to sleep.
That is, by the way, recommended by the American Health Association.
Why don't they have like a half of a pill of that? Like of something. Can I tell you? By the way, I meant to bring fucking Kratom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to try Kratom with you on the show.
Well, hey, I got a follow-up for us.
What is it?
Remember we wanted to be monarchs or hang out with them?
Oh, please tell me this is happening.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
I got stuck in Nepal for 3.5 months starting in March. The monarchy there has dissolved, but the people don't respect the new government and still call Prince Paris the prince. Prince Paris is beloved. He's also batshit crazy. He stayed in the town we were in and rented out a whole hotel and just threw parties every night. I got a chance to party with him quite a bit because he didn't care who was there. He has international drug charges, dates supermodels, shoots at people, drives a Harley, and is totally untouchable. The last time I saw him, he was dressed in a ghillie suit and dancing to club music at 4 a.m. Look him up. Pretty fun. Plus, you can live like a king there for $300 a month. Thanks. Love you guys. John. So this dude gets
this is where we're going.
Down.
This is where we're going.
Nepal.
Right after everyone gets vaccinated, put in Nepalese tracksuits. We're going to get Nepalese tracksuits.
And also, we have to figure out how to get in touch with him. Is there any way we can get connected to him?
Oh, look at this, Tom. The gold one.
Yes.
The gold one. Oh, that's our body hair. Go to the gold one. I like the gold one.
Is that like
gentlemen tracksuits? Left, far left, far left. Gentlemen tracksuits.
Are these like? Are these Nepalese flags and shit?
Oh, look at this. Wow. We need some gentleman tracksuits.
Those are dope.
Those are dope. Hey, can you order some of those? Gentleman tracksuits. Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah.
We'll get some gentleman tracksuits. We'll get on a flight to Nepal.
That's from the movie. Those are from the movie.
Oh, they are from the
movie. The guy Ritchie made, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great fucking movie. And I watched the whole thing.
You know who's fucking steals that thing, though?
Let me guess. Hold on. Let me hang on. Because I love this movie.
Yeah.
The guy the whole time that I thought was Bane is fucking great. He's the lead. It's not who you think it is. This is the worst game of categories I'm doing right now.
Pull it up. Pull up the IMDb.
IMDb of the gentleman. Not IMDb, just the gentleman. Sometimes it's easier.
Oh my God. Just click the link, this fucking guy.
Oh my God, that my daughter's made the funniest fucking joke about Nadav in the car.
Really?
Yeah. Go down. Charlie Hunman.
I'll tell you who stole the movie from me.
Hunnam.
I'll tell you who stole the movie from me.
Hunnam.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, he was fucking awesome.
He is fantastic in this movie. Like, that is
fucking great.
He's like now. Like, that's a character role. It's not like he wasn't above the line, you know, the star of the movie for like a stretch.
Yeah.
And now he's doing character stuff, and he is fucking phenomenal.
He's a large dude, and you wouldn't expect it.
Colin Farrell is?
Yeah.
Really?
I saw him at, we were looking at the same house at one time, and he walked in, shirt.
This guy's he is so good in this movie.
Tons of necklaces, tons of rings.
This dude,
Colin.
And he's large.
He's not like a fat dude, but he's a regular sized human. Like he's not a tiny little actor.
Yeah.
He's a regular sized dude.
Like 5'7" guys.
Thick legs. Like
all right.
Like he's a fucking regular sized dude. By the way, he used to party balls. I would love to fall off the wagon with that guy.
You could.
I would love. Yeah. The problem is guys like that. Their drinking was attached to some unhealthy behaviors, meaning like I think when Heist was partying, it was like, I just became famous. I don't really know who I am.
Yeah.
There's lots of coke. There's lots of women. There's like fucking craziness. This is who I am. And then he had to become grounded. So I think who he is now is probably a lot better than that guy. But I don't want to fall off the wagon with that guy. I want him to fall off the wagon with me today.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck. Fucking the three of us. Come on.
I saw him last week.
Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Where? In your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He looks good, doesn't he?
He looks great.
He looks fucking awesome.
He looks great.
Here's the thing is, I'm going to pitch
we
not
ate at the same place.
Quitting drinking.
Yeah, I got to go look at him.
You ate at the same place?
Yeah.
Did you go up to him and say, hey, big fan?
I said, you recognize me? He was like, are you Bruce Kircher?
Did you go up and go, hey, you know how you're friends with Matt Damon? He was like, yeah. You go, cool, man. I got the same thing.
We both have a born in our life. Hey, follow up monarchy.
Okay.
Another one.
Oh, wait, we have another one? All right, let's put the fucking Prince of Nepal on ice.
Hey, Bears, if you're looking to get knighted, Denmark is the way to go. Bert would be a perfect fit to be friends with both of our two princes. Crown Prince Frederick is a former Danish Marine who loves triathlons and Ironmans. He's an avid sports fan and a member of the International Olympic Committee. He's the pride and joy of the royal family. Then there's the black sheep, Prince Joachim. Joachim is an alcoholic who goes to nightclubs around the country and demands to drink for free while he hits on young chicks. He chain smokes 2 packs of cigarettes a day and produces his own brand of alcohol, including vodka, gin, bitter, and schnapps in his castle. He's also an amateur race car driver, so Tom would have some fun too.
Joachim, this guy's right up our alley, except for the young chicks.
Joachim has broken the law multiple times, but in the Danish constitution, it's written that the royal family can't be punished. They have royal immunity, so there's a loophole to have some fun. Piss on me, beat me, Nicholas.
Hey, pull up Prince Joachim's vodka.
Is it Joachim? Is it? I don't know how to say his name right. I know I'm fucking it up.
Joachim.
Joachim?
Yeah,
Joachim.
Like Dwight Joachim.
Joaquin.
Look how many kids he's got. This guy does not pull out.
He's got a bunch of kids?
Either that or he's fucking really into young kids. Oh. Hey, go to his vodka. Go to his vodka. Prince Joachim's vodka. Yeah,
how awesome is that they like break laws and they're like, yeah, but I can't get in trouble.
Dude, I would have made
like diplomatic immunity.
A great prince.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they're like,
that was my thought.
Basically mouth breathers. Like, you know, they don't learn anything.
Yeah.
They don't learn anything. They don't have to do anything. Like then when they're born, it's better if they don't know anything because you don't want a smart king or prince. You want a dumb one where you can go, hey man, you got to show up at 2. And they're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're never going to like challenge us on any like information. They're just going to be like, do you want another drink? Tom, your race car is getting low on gas. How do you say fuck every woman in here? Huh?
Should we do it when we do our trip? Should we go to Nepal, hang out there, and then go to Denmark?
My God.
Like go to both?
Hold on. This can be real because I know we can do this. We need to do. Oh, I love this idea. We're going to do a royal tour.
Yeah.
A royal tour.
I think we also have to add Madrid just to give it a shot to see if we can hang out with the Spanish royal
and
family.
What we do is we put out invites that we say basically, hey, we're here to see your monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we're staying.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like us to just, and we'll put it out on the internet.
And if you would like a tracksuit or some hats, we can arrange for that.
We dress only in tracksuits. We get new tracksuits for every day.
Yes.
We have literally, and we need, oh my God, Tom, this is brilliant. Because I've been watching so much of The Crown. They did these royal tours where they would go check on all their little kingdoms they owned. Yeah. And so we go to all the kingdoms we'd like to be knighted at.
We
do a royal tour. This is fucking genius.
It is. The only problem is those monarchies welcoming us in. We just have to make sure that happens.
No, we don't. We just show up and then we put it out there on the internet. Hey, we are in, what was the one? Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, whatever.
Yeah.
We're here. Albert, Prince Albert, hit us up.
And then
you know, one day he'll be like, I got nothing to do. Let's have these two guys come over. And we show up in tracksuits, matching tracksuits. You know, they would laugh their dicks off. We walk in matching tracksuits. We're like, what's up?
What's up?
And they're like, well, so what's the deal? And like, we just want to party balls and you tonight us at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It's only stupid if it doesn't work.
It won't work.
If it works, but we're going to look like fucking geniuses.
I know. We got to try it.
Do you know everyone in Hollywood's going to be like, Bert and Tom got knighted?
Yeah.
Because they talked about it on their podcast and then went on a royal tour. But we're stupid enough that it may work.
And then there, you know, at some point they would be like, someone would be like, why are these guys here? And then someone would be like, I don't know.
It's just, I don't know. You just hit me. Tell the machine story.
It almost leads me perfectly into the fact that you're wearing a pinky ring now and you're not even talking about it. I mean,
I'm a pinky ring guy.
It is jarring. You know, I think everybody's insides kind of shift a little bit and they're like, what's going on? Like, why are you wearing a pinky ring?
It shows up. A pinky ring shows up. So the first person.
It informs you. So, like, if you see somebody and they pink, right away, you make calls about that person, right? You're like, this dude checks these boxes if he's casually rocking a big pinky ring.
Casually rocking
a massive pinky ring, you know?
What's more distracting? A big pinky ring?
Yeah.
Or a big dick in sweatpants playing basketball. That poor guy, I think about him so much.
Getting beat up. I'd be like, you hard, bitch.
I have a big dick. I thought about that so much this week.
They knocked his teeth out, like lost his hearing, and they're like, what happened? They thought I was hard for them. I just have a big dick.
I've thought about that so fucking much.
Imagine like him telling his mom. You know what I mean? Like when she's like, what happened? He's like, they saw my dick and they thought it was hard. It's just big.
She's like, honey, I know. I changed your diapers. Georgia got this for me for Christmas.
Can I see it?
Yeah, please. Okay. That's a fucking loud.
Oh, it's an owl.
It's an owl.
It's actually kind of cool.
It's a good looking pinky ring. It's a good looking ring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said,
Jesus.
It's heavy, right?
Yeah. And you also got some fucking thick dicks for fingers, huh?
Yeah. My favorite part is that it smells after you wear it for a while.
Here you go. God, can I see your spray?
Here you go, Tom.
Thank you.
So, Georgia and I'll one day talk about this on stage, but Georgia and I are at the point in our relationship where, she doesn't really want anything to do with me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
God, I feel like that's almost exclusively girls and their fathers.
It's definitely girls.
You know?
It's definitely girls because they start, I mean.
Because you remember your sisters when you think about it, right? Because I remember my sisters being assholes to my dad.
Yeah.
And he was just like, good morning, sweetest. And they're like, ugh, God. And I'm like, okay.
I made them breakfast burritos this morning. And now, granted, I was in short jogging shorts, no shirt with a bandana on, trying to get them out of the house to go to, because they go to school at the new house. They have it like go to school there because it gets them up. It gets their brain. It's not built yet, but they go there.
Yeah.
And so, and you could just see both of them. I was like, I made you guys breakfast burritos, but all they can see is a shirtless, sweaty dude trying to get them out of the house. So George and I have not been getting along, but only because she's getting older and I'm just a guy and it just doesn't make sense. I wish there was a fucking, I try to hit up Nikki Glaser or like Whitney or anyone to talk to them about that stuff. And I guess they don't really remember it. They're like, I guess. And so it was getting bad right around Christmas. And I was like, and I love her. I love her more than I've ever loved anyone in the world. And I can't get a connection with her. And then she got this for me for Christmas. And I was like, I'm not like a pinky ring guy. And she looked at me like, well, I guess you are now. And I was like, I guess I am.
Oh, so that's actually sweet.
I'm cool with looking like a pinky ring guy if it
makes your daughter happy.
Isn't that crazy?
See, you're a good dad.
Yeah,
you're a sweet guy.
Good dad. But the speaking of dads, I watched the Tiger Woods documentary.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
Dude.
I've heard it's great.
It's great. It's great. Now, here's the thing. It's not Michael Jordan Last Dance. Mm-hmm. It's not that, because Tiger Woods clearly didn't make it.
He didn't participate in it.
At all. Yeah. And you can tell because they kind of trash his dad.
His dad?
Yeah.
As being what? Like over the top, like obsessed dad?
Not even. I mean, they call him a womanizer. They say that the reason that his dad would like, that his dad had a, and by the way, I don't even like talking about this because I know it would bother Tiger Woods, and I'm such a fucking fan of Tiger Woods. But in the documentary, they even say that like, nothing's good about, like, I mean, it's a fascinating documentary because you're obsessed. I'm obsessed with Tiger Woods, but it doesn't make you feel good about being a Tiger Woods fan.
Doesn't it kind of, does it, there's this theory, right? That with him specifically and other, I guess, other high achieving, let's say athletes, that like them chasing chicks is part of like the part of the DNA of them being champions, and that, you know what I mean? Like he, and then it kind of coincided with the time that he was super successful. Then all that stuff was revealed, and then like he went into like a real slump as a player.
Yeah. You know? I think it was the competitive gene is very much in Tiger Woods. Everything. His dad used to jingle change when he was about to putt and talk and try to distract him. And one guy was like, "Hey man, don't, you're being loud." And he was like, "Yeah.
On purpose.
I'm raising Tiger Woods."
Yeah.
Like, and it, when you look at that, I think I would have fucking definitely got along with his dad. Like his dad seems fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, like our parenting, and I'm not like that with sports with the girls, but our parenting is almost right on.
Really?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, he was, I loved, in watching this, they want you to hate Earl Woods. They do want you to hate Earl Woods in this documentary. Mm-hmm. They definitely do. And they actually, I don't think they want you to like his mom much really? Either. They don't want you to like anyone, really. I mean, they don't want you to like Tiger. They actually say that if you're white and you liked Tiger back then, that you thought you were being a good white guy because you were sporting a black guy. And I'm like, the fuck, man? Also, he was the greatest golfer ever.
Well, yeah.
And it was amazing to watch him do stuff.
Yeah.
That, and then, of course, you know, my brain, I start going, Joel, if you filmed every single fucking time I played golf, I'd have some amazing shots too. Like that, my brain actually thought that and was like, think about it. We've watched almost every time the guys play golf, right?
Yeah.
I'd have a pretty great, sick highlight reel.
If you could cut it down.
To an hour? Yeah.
Yeah.
An hour and 35 minutes. I would look fucking, you could do a documentary on me if you filmed all of my.
I mean, just from Topgolf, you had a couple good shots.
Just from Topgolf.
Yeah.
But dude, yeah, Tiger.
He had like a fucking, I mean, that was like an organization of hoes. Like he had a whole, did they break that down?
Dude, they end the first episode, because I think it's a 3-part series or 4-part series. They end the first episode. It's really, part of me feels not comfortable with, I don't need to know the history that well. I don't need to, everything to be unmasked. I don't need all you to take down all my heroes with this new, it's not cancel culture, but what it is, it's like, you want the truth? We'll give you everything you need to know the truth. His dad was fucking chicks all behind his mom's back. And I'm like, I really didn't need to know that.
Right.
That doesn't help anything other than maybe it defends Tiger's behavior a little bit, is that he witnessed
like
it from his dad.
Like it's learned behavior?
Yeah, that it's learned behavior, but like, I don't need to, I liked Earl Woods before. I knew he was a hard drinking, hard smoking, a Vietnam vet who went in with explosives. Like they'd drop him off and be like, go in behind enemy lines,
damn,
blow shit up. This dude deserves, is it fucked up that in my head I go, hey man, he was in Vietnam, he was doing dangerous fucking shit, he came back, he married an Asian woman. Like the guy's an open-minded guy. The guy's from back then, married an Asian woman, has a kid, raises a fucking champion. Can we just cut the guy some slack and not go into his history on cheating on his wife? Like, can we just cut the guy some slack and be like, out of respect for you serving our country? Like, and then I guess that doesn't.
But they want to do the profile and like get into the psychology of it all.
Tiger came home early from college, right, to see his high school girlfriend and didn't tell his parents. Didn't tell his parents. Comes home, spends the night with her, comes to his house the next day. Earl Woods is losing his fucking mind. Earl and his mom, or Tiger's mom, are like losing their fucking mind. Next day, this is what I love about
it. What are they losing their mind about?
How dare you? You're going to get fucking pregnant. You're on a trajectory to be the greatest golfer ever. You're going to come home and fuck some slut. you fucking out of your mind? By the way, I'm putting words in everyone's mouths, I'm sure. But you know that Earl and I are the same dads. That's exactly what he said. Some fucking whore. You came home to bang an 8 when you're Tiger Woods, and one day fucking 10s are going to be hitting your fucking Escalade with a golf club. Are you out of your fucking mind? Break up with her. Tiger Woods the next day writes a letter. I apologize. This is fucking over. You're a distraction. I want nothing to do with you.
God.
Fucking Tiger's a gangster. Tiger's Jesus. A fuck. I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to put this out there.
Okay.
Tiger, if you're looking for two ride or dies, we'll be your buddies. Won't fucking talk trash about you behind your back. Won't talk trash. Won't sell you out. I'd love to be friends with Tiger.
It can happen.
I mean, how fucking great would it be?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm getting like chill bumps thinking about it. We're in Nepal, right?
We're in Nepal.
We're in our tracksuits. We walk in. The Prince of Nepal goes, "Ah, these motherfuckers, huh?" And we go, "Oh, we have a surprise." And he goes, "Oh shit, it's Tiger Woods." And Tiger Woods walks in with us and he's like, "I want to be knighted too." You know how much fun we could bring into that guy's life? Like, Tiger has so much bullshit in his life. He needs some lightness. Like, he never got to be a kid. And we're still just kids.
We're definitely kids.
I think we'd astound him with how immature we are.
That's fair.
He's got a private golf course.
Yeah. He's got quite the pad in Florida. Jupiter Island.
See, I can't be friends with him by myself.
Right. No, we'll go together.
I need you because you can play it cool.
Yeah.
And be like, "Huh." And you kind of give me a pass. When I act like a lunatic, you're like, "Oh, what are you going to do?"
Yeah.
Really. And Tiger's like, "He's fucking, that was kind of racist." You're like, "Oh." Can I tell you, and I need to know like how this registers on, because I drove through Hollywood for the first time the other day.
Yeah? You moving?
No. Dude, it looks like Armageddon came through that place.
Crazy.
There are lime scooters.
Dude.
Like someone just drove in a truck and just threw them out of a back.
People
of a
ask
truck.
Me, like, "Why are you leaving?" I'm like, "Take a fucking drive around this place, man."
Hollywood's bad, man.
Yeah. Most of LA is just not good.
Hollywood's bad, and they have everywhere's boarded up still because they can't.
And
they
also,
trust.
Every freeway you drive on here has trash, like mountains of trash on it.
Yeah.
I drove up 110, the 5, the 101. I'm like, what is with all the garbage on the fucking freeway? It's crazy.
I got to be honest with you. I live in a little pocket and I don't even really drive much. I drive here and I drive.
Yeah.
But I don't really drive much. I drove into Hollywood and I was actually shocked because I haven't been in since all the riots have been through there. And here's what struck me. Here's what bothered me.
Yeah.
And I can't tell. Sometimes, you know, I feel like, I know that people aren't going to understand this, but I feel progressive because I feel like I'm ahead of the curve in what I know people's intentions are. And when people say things, I feel like I'm ahead of the curve on them with this. But they have these on Highland, these buildings are like boarded up. Like some of them are like a vape shop or like a convenience store, or a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
They're boarded up. And then it says spray painted on the boards, "We support Black Lives Matters." And I thought that was the most racist thing I've ever seen in my life.
That they said that?
Yeah, because basically they're saying, this is how I read it, and I could be off on this, but they boarded it up for one, and then they support, "We support Black Lives Matters." As if to say, "Hey, black people, we're assuming you're going to light our store on fire. We're on your team."
Right, right,
like,
right.
It was like, it bothered me so much. Like,
well, what it is like, I get what you're saying, because what they're essentially doing is like saying, maybe this will work.
Maybe this will work.
Yeah.
Hey,
we'll write this on here and please don't, you know. Yeah.
It was almost like saying Black Lives Matters is ruining everything. They're lighting everything on fire. They're torching this whole city. It's almost like assuming that it's black people doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think what they're assuming, I mean, they're making assumptions based on like the, when was that? In May or something? Remember when things really went off? Like, I remember Santa Monica got torched.
Like, okay, so the, I don't know what's gone on in the news yet.
It's been pretty wild lately.
No, I meant since we recorded this to when this airs.
Okay.
So like, we may be under siege, but like, imagine if, okay, flip it around, right?
Okay.
imagine if the people that are protesting at the Capitol were were now rioting and people were boarding up their liquor stores writing, "I wear Carhartt jackets." And they're like, "He wears Carhartt jackets. Yeah, we all wear. I love Eddie Bauer."
Second Amendment, bro.
Yeah. I imagine if they were like, "I hate minorities." And everyone's like, "Okay, he's cool. He's cool." That's essentially what "I support BLM" says.
You just write like, you will not take my guns. You just write that on your
And then they'd be like, the fact that I don't know if it does connect, but the fact that it would connect, that you could write, "I listen to Dwight Yoakam." And that people would go, "Don't torch this liquor store. He's one of the good ones."
Yeah.
Is the most asinine.
You saw this in Hollywood?
In Hollywood. We support BLM. And I was like, the fact that you're writing that on your board kind of says you don't. It kind of says you think black people torch liquor stores and you're going, we listen to hip hop. Like, what the fuck? It really bothered me. And I was like the whole time. I was like, I got to write a bit about it. And then I was like, this will be over by the time I was just talking about it on Two Bears, One Cave and let it get edited like crazy and then make it look like I fucking like.
Hey, Mr. Clavicles, you know what to do.
Mr. Clavicle. By the way, can I tell you, Mr. Clavicle? That's the one. I don't like that end of your thing.
No?
No.
He's branding it.
I understand. No shit.
Okay. Jesus. Sometimes he gets upset.
Fuck. It's funny. It's interesting branding because it sticks with me.
Right. So it's effective.
But it
bothers you.
It makes me forget the video I watched.
Oh, I see.
Like I watch it at the end and then I go, "Ours, Mr. Clavicle, whatever." Yeah. And it's very serial killer-esque.
Right. Because it has like the mask on.
Yeah. It's very
dark.
Like, dark.
Yeah.
Makes you think this guy's into like watching Saw movies.
Could be.
Jorge Clavicle. Is that his name?
I mean...
That can't be his last name.
I don't think that's his real last name.
By the way, he is definitely getting a fucking memeing the fuck out of this.
Sure.
Because, there's a lot of guys good at that shit.
Because I thought about this, because a lot of people have died lately, you know? Like, it's obviously in the news. It's happening every day around the world. There's a pandemic.
Yeah.
And people are still, you know, there's different things happening. I mean, I just lost my aunt a couple weeks ago.
How old is she?
69.
Ooh.
Cancer.
Oh, okay, good. I mean, not good, but...
No, it's bad.
It's funny, you hear about a death these days and you immediately, because of coronavirus, you go, how old were they? How did they die? Can I get it? It's fucking Screech has cancer.
Screech does?
Yeah, Dustin Diamond. He's in fucking a hospital in Florida and they're like, probably cancer. I'm like, who writes that?
Really?
Who writes probably?
Do you know what kind?
No, his mom died of breast cancer and he wasn't allowed back on Saved by the Bell. By the way, this is what comes up in my fucking Google news feed. Dustin Diamond. It's serious.
Oh, really?
Fearing cancer.
Oh, man. That's just sad.
Yeah.
My aunt was diagnosed in October.
Whoa.
That's how fast that went.
What kind?
It was a acute, like rare leukemia. It just ripped through her.
That's what Dr. Drew thought he had.
It's really, really sad.
How leukemia is blood cancer, right?
Yeah. And she basically was just like, I'm just feeling like fatigued, you know, like weird. Oh. And then, you know, start the tests, start treatment. Shit, man, like 8 weeks later.
8 weeks.
Yeah.
I think
just
about
just like that.
I think about that if like that happened to Leanne.
Yeah. Wait, what? So how sad would you be?
I have 9 weeks to deal with it.
Sure.
I mean, like, are you talking? Maybe I misunderstood the question. I'm thinking from when she got diagnosed to her dying, I think 9 weeks would fucking.
It would be, that'd be a roller coaster, man. But then, like, how long would it take you to get over it, you think?
I don't know. Like, you mean, like, define get over it.
Well, you'd be obviously really sad. You'd be very emotional.
Yeah. Keep going.
But then it's like, now you got to live your life, you know?
This is an interesting question. I think I would start living my life quicker than people would be comfortable with.
Yeah.
I think that's what I think would, that's, and then you start saying, so would I pre-calculate when people saw me getting happier?
Yeah, you probably would.
Because I bet there are dudes.
You have to be like, you'd have to be cognizant of that, right? You have to be.
Yeah. Oh.
You might be like ready to go out, like, I don't know, the next Saturday, and then you're like, oh, everyone will fucking. So you'd have to be like, I'm guess I'm staying home again for a few months.
Like there, but there are times where you're like, I'm having a good day, and then you're like, I better tone this down before someone sees me at Starbucks.
Yeah. But for how long do you have to do that for? 6 months or longer?
What's crazy is other people put their shit on you.
Yeah.
And go, hey man, what about, and you know that I've fucked myself because I've shared so much about me and Leanne's relationship.
Yeah.
That people would be like, I mean, there would be people who would be like, I don't think you can ever get married, remarried. And I'd be like, guys, it's been 6 months.
You could get remarried.
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
There would be people that would, there would
but
be.
But don't you think you're a relationship guy? That like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. You think you just date somebody?
No, I definitely, I couldn't date someone for a year. And no, people wouldn't let me date someone for a year.
Right. So let's say a year passes.
A year passes?
Yeah.
And then I start dating someone, people would think it was too soon, I think. I think I would be in my head about what people thought about it. I would definitely be in front of that storm going like, hold on, pump the brakes.
I think you'd get married within a couple of years.
Oh, I would start fucking chicks so quickly.
I said, I think you'll get married within a couple of years.
I would get into a relationship within 3 months of marrying her. But because I know myself and I'm just too, I need things.
Yeah.
I'm too needy. Oh I'm too, God. But I'm too codependent. I would get in within a relationship.
How old is she?
Probably 30s. I talked to my buddy Tony and he was talking about having another kid and I got so jealous. I was like 30s. Uh-huh. 32, 34.
She is now?
Oh, right now she's 30. But
so we're talking about a chick that's like almost 20 years younger than you. That's what you think you're doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What would I talk to her about?
Right. So maybe.
Oh, no. Oh,
maybe
fuck.
38, 39.
Ugh. I don't want to fucking have a 40th birthday party this quick for someone. Yeah, let's do 20 years younger than me.
Jesus.
I guess. I mean, that's a respectable. How old's Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend?
Oh, my God.
How old's Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend? If he can. Oh, here we go. I bet she is a dime. Motherfucker.
He's 23 years older.
There we go.
You're right.
So 20 years is good.
20 is good.
It's an eyebrowsing age gap. Oh, fuck. Never mind. I definitely would have to date someone older.
Older?
Just because, not older than Leanne. I'm not going there. Fucking, we're in different phases for the vaccine, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Jesus. You know, fucking depressing. She was like, oh my God, I can get a vaccine in March. And I was like, for real? She's like, well, yours is June. And I was like, oh, fuck. I would.
How sad would you be if I died, though?
Oh my God. I would be more sad. Just so much of my life would change. I gotta deal with it. I know that's what Leanne wants to hear, but I mean it with you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
I would never be able to replace you.
Oh,
fuck. I know that's what Leanne wants to hear the whole time.
That's of course what they want to hear.
Never, I would never get over it. I'd never get over it.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. I would be inconsolable if you died. But if my wife died, I'd be like, you gotta live your life.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
I would never get over it.
I'd be having charity events for you every year. I'd fucking cry on every show I was on.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
I love this podcast so much.
It's so fun.
I don't think I do anything with Leanne that this is fun. What?
The Super Bowl. We're doing it.
Oh.
Here we go. the next live show with a new hosting service that has much greater bandwidth.
Yes.
Is going to be during the Super Bowl. We're gonna watch the Super Bowl with you, with somebody who we will be announcing very soon, who is...
Check your phone, see if they replied back.
Yeah, I did.
We've got someone we're going to do this, we're going to watch the Super Bowl with, and we're really excited. Can we announce it yet?
We can't say who it is yet.
Can't say it yet.
We can't say it, but it's being worked out, and we're really excited about it. And so we're going to have...
So people can start the Super Bowl and turn us on.
Yep, and we'll be on before it starts, and we'll be just kind of like getting ready to watch it, and then we'll watch the game with you. We can be on a laptop or on a TV on the side, and we're just going to be sitting here with a special guest, watching the game, commenting on it, partying, and we'll have some other pre-packaged shot things, but we're really excited about it, and this will be an epic event, we promise.
It's going to be, we're so excited about this. I cannot wait.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
So, this is going to be a fucking blast.
This is going to be a good one that we could never do with our wives. Can you imagine watching the Super Bowl?
My wife would be like, why you got to bring in new people? It worked good with us. Ugh.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that all the things Leanne would want to, that I would want Leanne to say about me, I said about you.
Okay. Somebody said they're poking holes in original thoughts. You want to hear?
Yes. And by the way, I am obsessed with, I think that's why yesterday I was on a jog. I took a jog outside for the first time. Fucking nightmare. You can't jog. You have to have the mask up around here.
Horrible.
It's really stupid. And I saw people that had signs in the front yard, because now everyone wants to put their politics on the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, my politics are a private matter. I don't want to share them with everyone. But more importantly, I don't think anyone makes a sign for things I believe in that I would put in my front yard that I would want other people to know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they have signs. Like, and then I was like, I should start making yard signs for things only I believe.
Yeah.
And then put them in the front yard, and then people would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. So this is poking holes in the original thoughts.
Okay. And by the way, shout out to whoever got two dishwashers.
Mm-hmm.
I just convinced Leanne we're putting in two dishwashers in the new house.
It's a brilliant fucking idea.
I didn't pitch it the way he said it, because I told Leanne, I said, Leanne, think about this. We don't ever have to put our dishes away. We got clean dishes and we got dirty dishes.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, but I think we do it so that we could always have clean dishes. And I go, or we could keep all our clean dishes in there and then we pull them there and then just put them back in and then that's where they go. And then
yeah,
I didn't do it the way he did it.
This is said that this is... The very first one says, problem with dishwasher idea.
Oh, fuck. I've already bought two dishwashers. Can I tell you, I also bought two refrigerators. I was like, if a dishwasher is $400.
Mm-hmm.
I go, if you got $400, why wouldn't you get, and Leanne's like, well, what about the space? And I was like, fuck it. We don't
put
need,
it in the,
that, you're talking about places we're going to keep dishes anyway.
Right.
I just bought two fucking dishwashers.
What it says. The two dishwashers idea. Where are you supposed to put the dirty dishes when both of them have clean dishes? If you're washing in one and pulling from another, you don't have anywhere to put the dirty ones. Think about it. Love the show, you guys. Fuck. Much love, Reed.
Thanks, Reed.
Here's the problem with transition glass. Somebody suggested that.
Yeah.
They said, transition glass in all cars sounds like a good idea until you drive your car into a tunnel on a sunny day. And you can't see and you're fucking dead. Transition glass stays dark for a few minutes after getting out of the sun. Big fan, Mitch. Another problem with transition glass. Hi, guys. I'm here to poke some holes in the transition glass idea. It would be difficult for the windows to adjust to artificial lighting, causing blackouts in highly lit areas of traffic. We can call them birdouts. Love, Heather.
Oh, fuck. I love poking holes in brilliant and original thoughts.
Original thought, penis problem hybrid. Hey, Barf and Tad.
It's Bruce.
Here's an original thought, penis problem hybrid for you. Why is there not an apparatus made specifically for dick measuring? Surely the good folks who brought us cock rings and fleshlights could work something out. I'm no engineer, but it should be a fleshlight-esque device in which you insert yourself. It would then digitally display your dick size, length, and circumference Feel free to develop a prototype, Matthew. I mean, that's actually a good idea.
They have scales. Why wouldn't you? I tried to weigh my dick one time.
Yeah. It's got some real weight to it.
Put my dick on it was what we used to measure food. That little scale.
Yeah, see if this guy will answer.
And then I just realized I put my dick on all the places I'm going to put my food. So, yeah.
Oh, on that, did you remember what it weighed? Was it a certain amount of ounces?
It's like 8 ounces.
8 ounces?
I think. I don't know. Either that or that was my dinner last night.
Do you weigh your food a lot?
I weigh my food all the time. I weigh my food. Really? Yeah, I got obsessive compulsive about burgers. I like to weigh my burgers because I you know, you get all the fucking... God, I'm hungry right now. I'm fucking starving. Just out of the... as soon as I said burgers, I was like... Does your mouth water?
Sometimes.
My mouth waters all the time. You know, Leanne says that's not a thing.
What do you mean it's not a thing?
She goes, your mouth don't water. That's like a way they say things.
That's
I said, no, my mouth actually waters. And she goes, it ain't watering.
You can smell... Well, it's not water. It's saliva.
It's saliva, yeah. My mouth fucking waters.
Yeah. It's an expression that means that your mouth is filling with saliva because something has wet your appetite, right? I mean... She's like, well, it ain't H2O.
No, she goes, no, it that doesn't happen. She doesn't believe it happens.
Oh.
And then I'm sitting there defending, no, it definitely fucking happens. Like, just for then, I was thinking about, I want to get little mini burgers for the girls. They've never had Crystal Burgers or White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, my mouth's watering again. I was like, I want to find little mini burgers in L.A. I don't even know where they sell them. I don't even know a place that's got, like, little mini burgers in L.A. So But I get obsessive about making burgers, and I want them all to... When you get like 4 pounds of meat, you're going to make burgers for everyone. I want everyone to have the same size burger. It sucks when you make burgers and then you just do them and you ballpark them.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden someone's like, is this a half a pound of meat? You're like, sorry, that was supposed to be for me.
I remember not having really made burgers and then doing it in college. I was like, oh, I'll make burgers. And I just made meatballs. Like they were all meat. And people were like, are we eating meatballs? And I was like, I guess so. I didn't know how flat you really got to make them.
It's amazing the kids whose parents were divorced and they knew how to cook for themselves.
Yeah.
And you'd go to college and they'd be like, what are you making? You're like, oh, I'm making spaghetti. And they're like, you need to put olive oil in that water. And you're like, huh? They're like, olive oil and salt in the water. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
And then you pull out just a stick of pasta that's all stuck together. And you're like, how come this happened? And they're like, you need to stir it. It's amazing. You know who taught me how to make omelets?
Mm.
Patrice O'Neill taught me one time, and I thought it was so odd the way he taught me. And then Donnell Rollins taught me the second time, and he taught me the exact same way. And I said, did Patrice teach you? And he said, no, this is how you make omelets.
And what do they teach you?
They season the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them seasoned the pan. They put butter, and then all their peppers and salt and all that went on the pan.
Yeah.
And then they put the egg in. They got the pan really hot. Poured the egg in, and then would let it sit there and like lift it up and let it pour under it, and then they put the stuff on top of it. And then a white person taught me how to do it, and they put all the shit in the pan first. Like Donnell and Patrice would get the egg, make the omelet, and then put the stuff in and fold it over.
Yeah.
And then I saw a white person do it at a country club, and he put all the shit in the pan, put it in the omelet, and then kind of folded it over. I gotta be honest with you. I think I like Patrice's and Donnell's better.
Yeah, I've done that. I've made omelets that way, the way that they made it.
The way that Patrice and them? Do you season the pan?
I've seasoned the pan a number of times. I mean, I have also seasoned beat the eggs and put seasoning in there too. But I've, put butter or cooking oil or whatever on the pan, put seasoning in the pan, and then poured the egg in there too. And I do beat eggs first in there and then any topping after.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a real black guy.
I wish that was okay that we had a website where it was like these are like certifiable stereotypes that everyone will adhere to, you know?
Like we could make that site.
brandnewstereotypes.com.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, but it was, nothing was hateful. Everything was like, oh yeah, we definitely do that. Like,
yeah.
Like something like innocuous, like, do you guys press your jeans? And then all black people are like, oh yeah, we press jeans. And you're like, white people are like, shut up, we don't press jeans.
Do they all press jeans?
I'm just trying to think of something.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to think of something that no one would be like, what are you trying to say about press jeans?
Oh,
and you're
right,
like,
right.
Oh, fuck.
Right.
Like, I remember.
It's not actually offensive.
I'm trying to think of a good stereotype that is not offensive. Well, let's think about white stereotypes.
Hmm. Smells like wet dogs.
Yeah. But by the way, how come no... What are some white stereotypes that hurt our feelings?
Well, some people don't like that one.
Oh, I don't mind it. I actually think I do smell like a wet dog. Like when I get wet.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I took a full shower today. Like full shower head to toe.
In the shower?
In the shower, head to toe. Hot water.
Soap and shampoo?
Soap and shampoo, the whole fucking kit and caboodle.
Holy shit,
the
man.
The whole, and I actually said, I should tell Tom I took a hot shower today for
That's
him.
Pretty cool.
I took a whole head to body tub. I was going to get in the pool and then I was like,
It would really depress you to watch me take a shower right now. It's a whole procedure and you think you're watching someone at the end of their life.
So wait, how do you only can use one hand to wash with?
No, because I can pour into this hand and then, you know, this glove comes off. I take the glove off, but I got to take the brace off, the wrap.
How do you put a shoe on? Can you bend the knee to put a shoe on?
Yeah, I can manipulate it and I can lean down and tie it. But now it's a little bit, I get the brace off on Friday, but like it is a sad thing. It
takes forever.
Dude, like I need help to get in, like to make sure everything's dry because I can slip and really fuck myself up.
Oh my God.
So I walk in, I sit on a chair that doesn't give me confidence. It looks like a shitty chair. And they're like, this is the one we have. And then I have to take the brace and the wrap off. Christina turns the water on. And then I sit there. I'm like, oh, come back in a few. And then I sit and I shampoo and soap and everything. And then when I'm done, I call her back. Got to get dry the leg, and then wrap and put the brace on the leg before I get up.
Wait, do you have a wrap on your leg also?
Under the brace.
Really?
Yeah. So I have to put that back on before I stand up.
How often do you shower?
Now it's like once every 2 days.
I would shower once a week.
Yeah, I used to love, sometimes I've even gone 3 days, the longest I've ever gone. But I'll give myself a whore's bath on those days, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'll do what the sponge bath was, which is essentially like towel, wet, armpits, crotch, asshole, you know, and then put soap on it, soap it up. So you just have like the funkiest parts of your body cleaned.
Yeah, usually if I do get into a hot shower, mm-hmm. I'm just hair, beard, balls, and pits. Like just that.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
That's it. I don't go my whole body. But today I was like, took the time, washed my whole
it
body.
It fucking sucks. Like I really appreciate a shower now, you know?
What day do you think you're going to be like back? What like give me a day where you think I'm going to actually be like probably 80%, 90%.
Well, the arm's moving really well. Like yeah. So the break.
You have nothing on that.
No, nothing's on. I have titanium plates in there. So,
and it feels good?
It feels pretty good. And I have like a range of motion. Like I can actually like move the arm, you know?
You on Pat McAfee was the funniest goddamn thing.
That was fun. That was
the
fun.
Funniest fucking thing. Yeah. You, him, and AJ Hawk.
Yeah.
I was crying laughing.
It was a fun time. Those guys were really fun. Pat and AJ are great, man. Yeah. I mean, what Pat's done is amazing. I think it's amazing.
Dude, both of them. I'm fucking massively impressed. Them and... The fucking, what's the other one? Oh, the bus boys. They're not the bus boys. God damn it. Type in Barstool Sports bus podcast in Nashville.
Bus podcast?
We actually talked about these guys.
Really? I like KFC a lot. I like Kevin.
Yeah, I love KFC. He's great. Barstool. Bussing with the boys. Barstool Sports. You know these guys.
I do? I don't know, man.
Oh, no. It was me and Brennan Schaub. Type in Bussing with the Boys. They both play football for the Titans, okay. I think. Bussing with the Boys. Why is this so hard? You already have it. You got it. Barstool Boards. Sports.
Oh my God.
Can you get the host names? They sent me some merch, and I thought that it was from Dave Portnoy, mm-hmm. and it got stolen. The girls took it immediately. Girls take anything that gets sent to the house at school. The girls
Will Compton steal. And Taylor Lewin. Okay. Yeah.
And their fucking podcast is awesome. What was that?
I don't know.
All these guys that are doing podcasts, I get so excited. Fucking Dan Lebatard. Dan Lebatard's doing a new thing.
What's he doing?
He left ESPN. Now he's starting his own thing. See, here's the thing that I get obsessed with.
Yeah.
Like, I remember telling someone about Two Bears, One Cave, and they're like, well, hopefully you and Tom can sell that as a TV show. And I was like,
why?
Yeah, that's why I was like, no, that we would never do that. And they're like, well, wouldn't you like to get paid to do it? And I go, we do get paid to do it. And they're like, no, but like big money, like the opportunity to get big money. I go, I think we're good. And then I started saying, what is the price point? Okay. And I put this to Dan Lebatard, Bussin' with the Boys, AJ Hawk, and Pat McAfee, what is the price point that you would pay, that you would take to sell? You've got to pick a port price. You can't say no, because I know our both our answers is no. Netflix says we would like to produce Two Bears, One Cave. We want to do 52 episodes a year. Mm-hmm. We want to come on every week, but we want to do it. How much do you get? And we also want to be able to put in our notes. Like, we're not a big fan of the set.
Mm-hmm.
And we might like some of their notes. How much would you sell Two Bears, One Cave for? And I put this question to them because right now Dan Le Batard had a very successful show on ESPN and I think on SiriusXM. And then his contract came up, or they were kind of fucking with him, or maybe Disney's running out of money. I don't know what it is. And he went off and did his own thing. And he was all, I think he was offered by people certain price points to go and do, or he could do his own thing. And we decided to do our own thing.
Yeah.
But we decided on our own back before anyone ever wanted us to do anything. Now that people would buy this show, you know, we could sell this show to Comedy Central in a fucking heartbeat. They'd be like, uh-huh, please. What's your price point?
So is your question, though, like, how much, like, to stop doing this podcast?
Stop making it fun and start doing it for a business.
For a television program.
Yeah, to make it where all of a sudden you have, like, three producers that aren't really in, they just got put on our project.
Right.
I'm not saying that Netflix would probably be a great place for this.
And I have to be able to go, and they're like, and it's time for the Funny Five? Hey, guys, it's the Funny Five segment.
Yeah.
Like, and I have segments that I don't want
to
do.
Hey, guys,
and
original thoughts did so well. We want to do some not-so-original thoughts, and we want you to really promote it. And we don't want a hashtag of Bert's new website, brand new stereotypes.
Yeah.
I think that's a little off. So, Bert, can you dial that back? I'm like, hey, that's part of the fun is the fucking broken ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how much would you sell it per year?
Just this show.
Per year, just this show.
Per year. What would I need to get paid?
Mm-hmm.
Personally? I mean, it would definitely be well into eight figures.
Well, I put the number on that. It was
well over 10 million. Like, it would have to be like 25, 35 a year.
$35 million.
Yeah, because you're also paying for the fact that I'm doing something that I don't want to do now. So it's not just...
That's crazy.
It's not just replacing revenue. It's like, well, now I'm in a bad mood about what you're making me do, so you have to pay a tax so that I come in with a smile, right?
That's so funny because you forget.
Because now, I'm in a bad mood now picturing how not fun your fucking pitch was, you know? So, like, when they go, this is a crazy amount of money, I'm like, yeah, because you fucking ruined my happiness. So now you got to pay for it.
We did this for free.
I mean, this was, fun.
I would do this for free. Like, yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Sometimes I go, like, we'll start talking. I remember one time I was talking to Joe, and he goes, whoa, 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 save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, good call. Why would we have a regular relationship when we could do it on screen?
Which is leading me to, because, like, you just gave a bullet point. See, this is the thing that they wouldn't want us to do on the show. You were like, you're like porn as a talking, like, so yeah. What, did you watch a porn? Like, what's the porn thing?
Oh, what's this?
What is this?
Oh, you want to hang on, guys? Tom was really hammering the fact that he did dunk on a 9-foot rim.
I don't even know if this is what he's playing. What is this? Go ahead.
No, I can't get it.
I don't.
what is that?
What is this?
It's real.
I don't know. What
Just make sure we got that.
I don't know why he played that.
I wonder if I could dunk on a 9-foot rim now that I'm 17 pounds lighter.
No.
Should I just?
Yes, you should try. Let me be there.
I wonder if I could reenact your fall. Can I tell you, I'm shocked you're not on top 10 plays of the week on SportsCenter.
I'm surprised that, like, more NBA people didn't reach out. That kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah. It's amazing to look at someone in the NBA do it and go, you're not breaking your knee and breaking your arm.
Yeah. And also, like, they're like, coming down to get to the rim. They're like, ah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Some dudes have like over 40-inch verticals. It's just, it's freaky, you know?
Dude, did you see Bam Bam Baklava? Another inspirational dude.
Hmm?
Action Bronson looks fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He
lost have you
a lot
seen
of
him?
Over 100 pounds.
Type in Action Bronson box jump.
Yeah.
Action Bronson does a box jump where you're like, shut the fuck up. A 30-inch box jump, or you can go to the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this.
Right.
This is fucking Action Bronson.
Yeah. After several misses, felt good. Yeah.
He is in great shape, man, and he is active.
Well, he lost
as fuck.
He lost a lot of weight, man.
He's my size right now. He's 240.
He's 240?
He's 240.
He was what, 360 or more?
I think he was. And dude, look at this. Look at his workout. 33-inch box jump after several misses. 3-inch gain from last week. 100 kettlebell swings with a 100-pound kettlebell.
That's lots a heavy of fucking kettlebell. T-bar deadlift reps, 445 max. 100 swings.
Oh, we should start surfing when you get back in shape. You know, Action Bronson's surfing every week.
Is he?
He's going surfing all the time.
Is he out here?
He is. You know, can I tell you, he is.
We're good here.
Shockingly athletic. Like really, really, really athletic. Yep. Like I say shockingly. I just think people look at a guy like that and you go, well, he's good at rapping. He's good at cooking. Why would he be good at.
Right.
At sports, he would have done that as a kid.
Yeah.
But man, he is like, he got up on a surfboard with just flawless, just hopped up on a surfboard.
Really?
I would love to start surfing.
Yeah.
Probably not going to ever happen.
Christina started taking surfing lessons.
When?
A few months ago.
Shut up.
Yeah. She wants to do a surfing trip and everything, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
When are you guys doing a surfing trip?
I'm not doing it.
What is she doing it with?
Her friend.
Who?
Jess.
I want to start surfing.
Yeah, the two of them, they went and got surfing lessons. And then they're like, we want to go to, you know, chick's trip. Probably go fucking.
Oh, my God. I want to go on a surf
party
trip.
Balls. Costa Rica.
My problem is all the things that I attach to surfing is like drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, and you know they're double teaming the surf instructor. It's not like that's not happening. Oh, this Costa Rican guy's dick fell into our mouths.
Oh.
But now I can surf.
Oh, I would love to. Maybe I'll do a lifestyle change. I said to Leanne, we were sitting in the kitchen and I go, how about this lifestyle change? She was like, no lifestyle change.
You know my favorite, by the way, because it was really, I'm changing topics on you, but
what?
It's such, you know, you do get bummed out when you're broken, like yeah. Over the course of the month, you know, rehab and, you know, you can't move and you're like, oh, this is going to take a while. My favorite thing would be to watch that dunk video and listen to you. You go, that is impressive. You know that?
I say that.
Pull it up.
Let me hear it.
Yeah. And you repeat it. And I would be like, that feels good.
No, I can't get it.
Yeah, listen to
that. Hey! Oh. That is impressive.
I just really lost a bet.
Yeah, that would be my favorite bet.
Look at
this. So happy.
Look at my belly.
I know. And then this is
and then, and
2 minutes.
Then.
2 minutes before.
We should do a time travel script where we take the videos we've shot, mm-hmm. but then we do videos inside these videos. So in this video, we do this, and then we reenact it, right? This would be the movie. We reenact it, but we come in, and then me and you come in, and I go, Tom, don't dunk. And you're like, what? And I was like, you've done it. You have nothing to prove.
Dude, I think about sometimes how right after that dunk, I'll like fantasize that they raise it, and I'm like, I'm good. That's the limit.
Do you know that's what I'm doing on the treadmill? Today, my workout was 5 sprints, then followed by 4 minutes of endurance, followed by 3 sprints, then 2 minutes of endurance and 1 sprint. And you're supposed to do your sprint as like a 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on this morning and I was like, I'm fucking tired. I don't feel that good. And I was like, I just want to get a quick run in. I'll come back. I'll run again later tonight. So I start to do the sprint. And I go, you know, maybe I'm saving my life by doing it at a 7.5.
Yeah.
I go, maybe I'm not blowing out my knee this morning. Maybe I'm saving myself a trip to the hospital. How come there's no like spokesman for that? Like David Goggins is always like, you know, fuck them, kill it. You can't break me. You can't kill me.
Yeah.
What about someone's going, hey man, they can kill you.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Pump the brakes.
You can be that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be your video. Dude, if you run too far, you're going to get hurt. Just chill today. And
yeah.
Then that's your video.
Like, yeah, because I literally was on the treadmill and I was like, I bet Tom wishes he had slowed it down. Why doesn't Nike have a commercial? Can someone do a commercial of just people getting hurt and then and then going, maybe don't do it.
Maybe don't do it.
Maybe don't. And that, didn't someone do a meme of you?
Yeah.
Going,
just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Someone put together that commercial of like epic fails and then have Tom in there every 5 seconds.
Oh, I think Tom will be in there. I don't think you even have to request.
Just don't do it.
Wait, so what's the porn thing? Why did you mention porn?
Oh, it's stupid.
Tell me.
I was watching this Ken Burns documentary on baseball. Have you seen it?
No.
It's fucking awesome. And I go back to like the 1980s when I was obsessed with baseball. And I was like, why is it not interesting to me anymore? Like, I can watch baseball, but I'm not like into it the way I was into it.
Yeah.
As a kid, when they would, Saturday morning, This Week in Baseball, I would be like obsessed with plays of the week. I would be obsessed with it. And I was like, maybe it's the same reason I like porn. Because I used to be able to watch that and then go, oh, I'm going to go try that this weekend.
Right.
And then now I can't try any of those moves.
And is your porn consumption way down?
My porn consumption's up because I go, I watch it and I go, I can try that now on her.
Like, wait, didn't you just contradict yourself?
No. I watch porn now and I think, that's a cool move. I'm going to try that in bed.
Oh.
And so, but I can't do that with baseball. So that's why I don't really give a fuck about baseball anymore.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe it's a correlation of...
Yeah, because you were doing the baseball
I was playing
thing.
Baseball every fucking day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll have a moment where I can dive and get a ball.
And now you're like, I'm going to sit on her mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking gag her out.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a great one with Leanne.
You did?
Oh.
I like how you specified her like I was going to be somebody else.
You know what I did? You know what I did? She's not going to be totally comfortable with this.
Uh-huh.
I decided, because a lot of our sex is set up, like we're... The kids are gone, and then we have some time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get sneaky sex anymore because she just, I don't know if she's not into it.
Yeah.
But like, and it is creepy that your kids would be around and they're fucking teenagers. So we go, I get out of the shower maybe. I get out of the shower, I'm sitting on the bed, and she comes in and I say, come here. She sits on my lap, and I go, I closed the door before, right? Locked it. She didn't know I'd done that. And I start hitting on her, and she was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Is the door closed? And I'm like, the door's closed and locked. She was like, oh, boom, I was off the fucking races.
Nice.
And yeah, I think it was early, so the kids were still asleep. Mm-hmm. So they were in their rooms asleep.
Yeah.
Fucking put in work.
Yeah.
Put in work. And then right as it was my turn, because, you know, I got to do her first, and then come in and fucking, right as it was my turn, we heard someone go, Mona, talking to the dogs, and she's like, this has got to happen quick. And I was like, you've got the right guy. It was interesting. I haven't done a sneaky one like that. Like where it wasn't like, hey, do we have like 10 minutes? Are we cool?
Yeah.
You know, it was nice.
I got to go, hey, you ever fuck a cripple before? And she's like, no, I know it's temporary. I'm like, it's not temporary. I'm disabled. Oh, I'm here at the VA clinic every day just trying to get my meds. You want to fuck?
I'd like to dictate a book to you with one blink of my eye.
And I'm like, does it make you feel weird that this fucking hand's on you?
Did you like take a finger out of the glove and draw? Like, I'm just doing physical therapy.
God. Such a cripple.
Do you take the glove off to fuck, or do you keep it on?
I keep it on. It adds to the fun.
Yeah. You smack her ass with a glove. Ow.
This thing is not playful.
That is the weirdest thing. I can't believe someone invented that.
Yeah. They did a good job, though. It's really helpful.
Really? What does it do? It strengthens your fingers?
Well, it gives you a bigger, like, it gives you range of motion, more ability than you would have. Because the tension bands pull your finger back.
Oh, so normally your hand would just be like this?
It would just like, I would go like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you can do that. And then it keeps your wrist up where I have to like concentrate and go like. So it keeps it up as opposed to like dropping down.
Oh.
Yeah.
When do you get to take that thing off?
I don't know.
When you get your fingers back?
When my hand comes on.
When can you start lifting weights and doing bicep curls?
Last week.
Really?
Yeah. And with I have to rig it. No, I have to put on I wrap my entire wrist and hand in like a boxing wrap.
Yeah.
Then I put another wrap on it. And then I put a weight in my hand and I wrap the weight I rig it into my hand so that I can, because it's not the arm strength that's the problem. It's the hand wrist stuff.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So I like tie a weight to my hand.
Everyone be grateful for your mobility and use your mobility this week and send us pictures of you using your mobility.
If you have it in your heart, fuck somebody who is disabled.
Ooh, I like that.
We need it. We want to come too.
God, I hope it's you that's just disabled for a long time.
Why?
Because I don't. That's why I'm trying to be healthy. Because I was like, if that had been me, it would have been a shit show. I would have never done the rehab. I would have never done anything.
Why would you not do the rehab?
I'm just not that guy. I was thinking about it today.
Yeah.
And I was like, you said, yeah, I do rehab 6 days a week. And I was like, I would have done it three.
Yeah, I'm working out like every day, man.
And what do they, you just do stuff like they grab a spoon?
It's like, they're like, you know, can you brush your teeth and stuff? No, it's just like, it's just exercises. It's basically like, it's workouts. So it starts with like stretching stuff because you got to like warm up everything. So you do like stretches and like, you know, like you just like a series of stretches. And at first it was just that body weight things like leg lifts and side, you know, whatever, hip abductor stuff. And then now I started to do weight. So I did deadlifts the other day.
No.
Yeah, but with lowered weight and a raised like, not from the floor, right? So they raise it up. And then, I did overhead press.
How
bicep
small
curls.
Is your leg going to get? Will you measure your leg versus
it's
the other
leg?
It's
small now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's totally atrophied,
Really? Because you haven't used any muscle in there.
Well, that's not entirely true. Because I have been doing all the PT stuff.
Yeah, but it's not like the way you're using that leg. You're using that leg.
This leg is doing a lot
of work.
Maybe
you just keep it that way.
Yeah, just limp.
It just, and just, dude, do you remember when a limp was a thing?
Oh, it still is. I'll show you. I get a new brace on Friday. I'm so excited.
Really?
It's a bendy brace. So this is a straight brace. So I get to bend my leg on Friday.
Oh, how
they
cool.
bent it the other day in PT.
And you could feel it?
Feel it? Yeah, I was like, ah!
Are you serious?
Yeah, it hurts so much.
Is your patella totally there?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It's just the tightness. What hurt was like, I was like, oh my. Because if you keep something straight for fucking 6 weeks...
Oh my God.
You know, when you bend it, it's not going to feel good. Yeah.
You know what we should have done? And I didn't think about this until now. We should have, in solidarity, me and everyone that works here and all our fans should have put a brace on one of our legs for a month so that we could all rehab together.
Yeah. What the fuck, guys? thank you for watching and listening.
Any text?
No, it's not. It's not. Let me see if he. Because I asked. I was like, come on, man. Let me know what's up.
It's going to be great. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday, which I think.
I'm sorry. The big game Sunday.
Right. We're not allowed.
Oh, fuck. Can you edit that out?
No, that's okay. We can say it here. Yeah. I think it's trademarked, so it won't be like it won't be promoted as Super Bowl Sunday.
I wonder how bad that lawsuit is.
I think they probably are pretty serious. It's a registered trademark of the NFL. We respect you.
I wonder if it's worth the lawsuit for the press we'd get.
Okay, Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to be live streaming a companion show with the big game. The big game, the final game of the professional football season. And we're going to be doing it.
The final game of the professional football season.
That's right. And we'll be doing it here with a very notable human being who we will soon announce. Look on our social media and everything. And definitely by next week, we'll confirm it. But
we're really excited.
It is definitely not The Rock. So, and by the way, again, a huge thank you to everybody that got the Two Bears hats. I thought that I ordered enough. But we will get, I don't think we're going to do those again. I don't know. Unless people.
We may do those again, but we have another idea we're working on that is legit.
It's remarkable.
Legit.
It actually makes me so excited.
It makes me more excited. It might be something I rock every single day or way too many days in a row.
It's here's the thing. It makes me feel gratitude that the possibility of this is real just because we're I'm a comedian and this opportunity is here. It doesn't even make sense.
It's going to blow your fucking minds. It's going to blow your minds. And I can't wait. I hope it happens before I start touring maybe in June. When do you start touring again? October?
Well, I have club dates from February through the summer. And then the tour officially starts in August, September. Yeah.
I hope that we have them before August when I think we'll both be out on the road at some point around then.
Yeah.
I hope we have them so people can bring them to the shows. if that makes sense. I don't want to tell you too much, but it's hope to see a sea of them.
It's really crazy.
It's fucking, it's.
I know.
I hope, I'm so excited.
It's so silly that it's real. That it's so silly that a major professional sports organization is like, yeah, Bert and Tom, what's up?
We're pretty pumped.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Thank you guys for watching and listening. We love you. See you next week.
We love you more than we love our wives.
For sure.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.